There's a big game going on in town right now. The Gorsuch House proposal is almost 1,000 pages long and triggers 8 different land use review processes. It's messy and there are a lot of moving parts, but as the project dips into a 7th inning stretch, we're going to get caught up by talking baseball. At bat is Aspen businessman Jeff Gorsuch. He and his partners want to build a hotel and revitalize the access point on Ajax near the 40-year-old 1A chairlift. This requires a 3-step approval process. The game starts with getting the Planning and Zoning Commission to approve the project. That didn't happen. The 6-member citizen board voted unanimously recommending denial. The next inning is getting City Council to approve the project. In this case, staff does not support the development. 0-2 for Gorsuch House. But fans say there are merits to the development. Former Mayor Bill Sterling is among those who still have their rally caps on. He addressed council during public comment on Monday.
It will offer hot beds, great public gathering spaces, a new lift, more affordable housing. It'll be a sensational framework for future World Cup races, NORAM races, and local Aspen Ski and Boarding Club events. Those are the things that make us truly a ski town.
See, the Gorsuch House project isn't just a hotel. Design mock-ups show an entire plaza, similar to that at the base of Aspen Highlands. There's a restaurant and bar, condos, a public plaza, and a new high-speed quad. The land in question has been zoned conservation since 1975, an effort to keep Aspen's southwest side small and focused on recreation. So, yes, some bases would be stolen by skirting those parameters, but proponents say the replacement of Lift 1A is a huge public amenity that is surely worth trading for a couple of stories on a hotel. Councilmember Ann Mullins questioned if that really is a fair trade. Everybody seems to agree about revitalizing the mountain's west side, but
revitalizing is not burying the lift within the hotel complex. It's opening that whole thing up so that's publicly accessible and is supported by this lodge.
Council is not done speaking with the Gorsuch House applicants about their plan, but let's pretend they do knock it out of the park and get an approval. That SkiCo-owned land would need to be rezoned, which would be a whole new ballgame. Aspenites have been known to throw a curveball and challenge zoning changes through a citizen referendum. Allison Bechtesh, Aspen Public Radio News.